AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris says what happened in Atlanta should not be tolerated.
None of us should ever be silent in the face of any form of hate.
Eight people were shot and killed at massage parlors in the Atlanta area. Police say they aren't sure yet if this was a hate crime targeting Asian Americans. Sheriff Frank Reynolds says the suspect may have had a sex addiction.
It may be targets of opportunity. We believe that he frequented these places in the past and may have been lashing out.
Authorities also say suspect Robert Aaron Long was planning to go to Florida to attack some type of porn industry. Police say a worker shot and killed two colleagues at a supermarket distribution center near Milwaukee before crashing his vehicle during a police chase and then killing himself. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the situation at the border with Mexico is a challenge. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul disagrees.
You may call that only a challenge, but I call that a crisis.
There's been a surge in the number of migrant children at the border.
A crisis is when a nation is willing to rip a 9-year-old child out of the hands of his or her parent and separate that family to deter future migration. That, to me, is a humanitarian crisis.
He's talking about the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy, the separation of immigrant families at border crossings. A coalition of 150 organizations nationwide is opposing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. The Movement for Black Lives argues the bill is entrenched in strategies that have historically failed to address police violence across the country. The Biden administration is convening a summit next week to help schools reopen safely in the middle of the pandemic. Stocks are mixed. Tech stocks are lower. This is AP News. Some seated jurors are being dropped in the George Floyd murder trial in Minnesota.
Several jurors had already been chosen to hear the case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, accused of killing George Floyd, when the city announced a $27 million settlement with Floyd's family. Chauvin's attorney called the announcement in the middle of jury selection profoundly disturbing and not fair. The judge recalled the jurors and has been questioning them to find out if the settlement would affect their ability to decide the case fairly. The first juror to be dismissed said yes, he'd heard about the settlement. He told the judge, "I think it will be hard to be impartial." The second dismissed juror said, "That sticker price obviously shocked me." I'm Rita Foley.
A court in Japan ruled for the first time same-sex marriage should be allowed under the country's constitution, a moral victory that does not have any immediate legal meaning, but could boost efforts for legalization. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. Traveling with Doug is one of my favorite things, but when you're on tour like I am, bouncing between 35 cities, feeding your dog can get complicated. And that's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients that he's been obsessed with. But it's shelf-stable, so I don't need a freezer or a cooler or a whole travel operation just to feed my dog. Doug loves it, and I feel good giving it to him. So go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.